What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed, and you're listening to Stan, Ro, and Camus on the SGP podcast. Shut up, Camus!
Are you ready? You're listening to the SGP podcast.
You are listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the SGP podcast. Stan C, Raf Camus, and Chino Liao at the Balay recording an extra long episode, and for good reason. It's because we've got the queen of Philippine wrestling, Crystal, joining us. So after several months, like half a year,
we've tried
of trying to get her on the show, we finally made it happen. She's finally here on the pod.
To be fair, she is a busy lady.
Oh, andami yung ginagawa, andami rin yung kwento. She takes us to India, to Shanghai, to Harbin, to Japan, to Singapore.
It's an Asian tour for Crystal.
Yeah, so there's a lot to talk about, a lot to unpack. Lots of stories, including Ken Warren almost missing his flight to China for the WWE tryouts, which strangely the PWOGs didn't get to a few weeks ago.
I wonder why.
Yeah, hindi ko rin alam.
Anyway, at this point, it's like that interview is going to take up everything else on the episode. So let's talk about the other things in wrestling this week.
Yeah, so Clash of Champions took place this week, and we also have a new King of the Ring. We also have Kevin Owens countersuing Shane McMahon. So much stuff going down. I think the biggest...
And it's the preview on Live TVs this week as well.
Yeah, it's this week. So we're recording this on Wednesday night. So at this point, di pa natin napapanood yung NXT in its new, I'd say, format.
And,
two-hour episode.
Yeah, two-hour episode.
New iteration.
Form, yeah.
New form.
Version 3?
Yeah.
Version 3, technically.
So we haven't seen that yet. But what I can tell you is that... the biggest piece of news is Bray Wyatt, The Fiend, going after Seth Rollins and the Universal Championship. I like this move. I am a huge fan of The Fiend, and I like that they're letting him get over through Kane.
Yes.
Him really getting scary. Like, I was watching Raw last night, and right before I went to bed, I had the misfortune of watching the closing segment. And the distorted Firefly Funhouse ending,
and it's just puta isang oras ako
di makatulog because of that shit.
Even the last moments of Clash of Champions, yeah, where he had Seth in the mandible claw, and then it faded back to him holding Seth like that. Like in Jesus pose,
it was so disturbing. Oh, it's so good,
and the lighting effect. Like,
yes, just as a horror fan myself, I feel like they are just doing so many good things with The Fiend and with Bray Wyatt, and this and the specific delineation of the two characters.
So you have that going on. You also have new tag team champions on both ends. You have The Revival on SmackDown, Ziggler and Rude on Raw,
aka Rudolph.
Yeah, Rudolph.
According to the Peter Rosenberg.
Kala ko yun yung Chino Leo joke of the week.
I can't take credit for that.
Anyway.
So you have that. The King of the Ring happened. Baron Corbin and Chad Gable. Congratulations
King
to Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin.
King na nga, Baron pa. Or Baron na nga, King pa.
Pwede naman kasi maging Baron, tapos you eventually become King.
I know nothing about royalty, nothing about ranks and shit, so I'm gonna leave it to the experts to correct us here.
But at the end of the day, the match made Gable look like a fool.
Dude, that was a great match. I hate Baron Corbin matches.
Yeah.
Really hate them.
You've always hated him since NXT.
Yeah.
Not as fervently as you have now, but
I've always disliked him, and I realize now that I play a heel in PWR, heat is heat.
Yes.
Regardless of how or why you get the heat, the hatred, heat pa rin yun eh. Mahalaga yun, right?
And
Baron
easy.
Corbin gets it. Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy.
But
so,
he makes it look effortless.
Fuck, I respect him for it. And he really made me want to root hard for Chad Gable, even if I already knew the result. Ang ganda ng storytelling, how Chad Gable was such an underdog, and they got me buying into it.
You bought because you believe for that when he had the ankle lock, and then he transitioned down, diba, into a very shoot-style twisting the ankle. When you see that, you're like, yes, yes, top motherfucker, top. And then,
and then you remember, wait, si Corbin nga pala mananalo rito.
Nga pala, no?
So yeah, we're not gonna do our usual picks of the week this week. We're just gonna end the episode right after the Crystal interview, just because there was so much to get through. But if I had a pick of the week, it would be Corbin versus Gable.
If I were to have a pick of the week, actually,
let's just have picks of the week now.
That's a top. Okay, yeah, let's do it right now.
So mine is actually Minoru Suzuki demasking Liger. Now, if you're gonna give anyone credit for heightening a feud that sort of got lost in the shuffle during G1 season, Minoru Suzuki took it to a new level this weekend. And if this is the road that two of the biggest lolos in Japanese wrestling are going with it, if they end Wrestle Kingdom, because now it's 2 days, if they main event the second day, Minoru Suzuki versus Jushin Thunder Liger, I'll be perfectly fine. And I just want to see Liger go with face paint once again, because he's done it in the past. It could be cool.
My pick of the week is going to go to Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch.
Oof,
and
good match.
In their Raw good women's match. Title match, which is one hell of a, to use a JR term, a slobber knocker. Just knocking each other out with these shots, man. It was such a good callback to their days in NXT, where it was just pure raw aggression from both females. Now, unfortunately, the match did end in a disqualification.
But even then,
it set the table for something like maybe another Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah,
between both ladies, because we know that they can go hardcore if they choose to, which is one incredible hard-hitting extravaganza.
Yeah, so there. Those are our picks of the week. Like them, hate them, let us know. You can always fire back at us at the SGP podcast, at Chino Supersize, at Caveman Camus, and at _ Stancy.
I mean, you can always hit back at Chino, because he's gonna hit back at you.
Oh, and yeah.
Bring it, man. CuriousCut.me, tamaba, / Chino Supersize.
Hey, if you wanna try to aim at Chino Liao, you're gonna end up like Big Sean and just bounce back. You'll bounce off of him.
And it's hard to miss me, because I mean, come on, seriously.
Yeah.
Is this the joke of the week?
Maybe, whatever. I don't care.
Anyway, let's just remind you about a couple of things before we get to the Crystal interview. We've got PWR Live Beautiful happening this Sunday at Shaw 500, 2 p.m. That is September 22. The beautiful one, Billy Suede, comes back and he's facing Mike Madrigal.
We've also got
my man, Chris Panzer, taking on Cuatro for the PWR Championship. That is the main event. MSG going for all the belts. Sandata and Main Max taking on the Kakai Bros for the Tag Team Championships as well. It's a full show, a full card, so we hope to see you there. Of course, got WWE Manila on Friday. Daming ganap. Daming giveaways as well. We hope you guys enjoyed that stuff.
There's the after party.
There's the after party at Mo's.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's happening right after. So nasa QC pa rin naman, diba? Teacher's Village from Araneta.
It's Cubao too, yeah.
Yeah, from Araneta, you're gonna go to the Teacher's Village. Yeah, that's what I said, Camus.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. Cubao, it's not
and
so bad.
And you Saturday to take a break. Recharge.
Di na ako yan, ha? If you Saturday, take a break, ha?
Yeah, do whatever you want on Saturday.
And then on Sunday
we'll see you for PWR Live Beautiful. Then October 12th, PWR Special Homecoming. You can't forget that. Everyone's so excited. Even Camus's dogs are getting excited in the background.
They always are. They always have been.
We have a special sale happening at PWR Live Beautiful. So get your tickets. Prices are on the PWR Facebook page. TJP, Jeff Cobb, the beautiful Billy Suede, all under one roof. Can't wait to see you there.
And our guest this week, her matchup for Homecoming just got announced as well.
Yeah, it's going to be against Desi Darata, who is a pro wrestler of Native American heritage. So we'll get to know them because, well, everyone has their story. And according to the poem, even the dumb and ignorant have their own story.
Oof.
Haha. Anyway, it's going to be a whole lot of fun getting to talk to Crystal. So let's throw it over to our interview with the queen of Philippine wrestling. This is an interview we've been trying so hard to schedule for basically the last year. So it's nice to finally have this international wrestler with us here at the Balay. Let's talk to the one and only Crystal. How's
Hello.
It going?
I'm tired right now, to be honest.
Fresh from the flight, yeah.
Yes,
there is that.
I got in like 22 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a whole day.
Yeah, from where did you fly in?
I came from Narita Airport.
Okay.
Japan.
Mm-hmm. So you were in Japan to work for Gato Move.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Gato Move Japan.
Gato Move the main.
Para lang, just for, because...
No, because people, I don't think people know, but Gato Move Thailand is actually an extension of Gato Move Japan.
Yeah.
Who is like run by Emi Sakura. And it's like Gato Move Thailand is also, you know, she trains people there and flies in and out every now and then. So yeah.
Was that the show where you post on Instagram and people were throwing streamers at you? Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. I wanted to cry.
I mean, we can jump to that later, but
yeah, we'll get into that later. It's been a banner year for you. I would say that you've pretty much carried the flag of the Philippines through 2019 across different countries, different territories. So
territories.
Yeah, different countries.
It's like.
Yeah, so like 9 months through 2019, where is your head at right now?
Honestly, it's like my head is mind blown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also very flabbergasted that this is all happening because back in 2018, December, I was just thinking in my head like, oh no, I don't have any bookings internationally right now. December comes, I was like, oh no, I don't have anything planned for 2019. And then they just kept coming in and I was like, oh, my PW, and then, you know, India came, and then SPW came, and then the WWE thing,
tryout,
and like the tryout, and then MKW, and then now Japan, and I'm just like, ah.
Have you even had time to rest? Like to just have that break, soak it all in, or even just take a breather? Have you had that?
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a day job, I also do travel.
Okay. So what's a day job?
I have four jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I model, and then I do team buildings, workshop seminars for, you know, corporate companies with benchmark consulting. And then, like, that requires travel, actually. I think it was 2 days after coming from, like, an SPW show back in May, I had to go to Palawan to conduct a team building for an Ayala company.
So what type of work does that entail for you?
It's more...
And ikaw yung nag-organize ng mga team building activities? Are you facilitating?
I'm partly facilitating. Like, if there's a team that I need to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm one of the people who, you know, is part of the team building, like...
Parang
it's a facilitator.
Fassy, basically. Yeah,
I'm a Fassy, and some most of the time, music as well.
Okay. So, like, you're in charge of your playlist for the event.
So, basically, I need to, you know, set the mood.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you do the modeling. Do you still do the shoutcasting?
Yes, I do.
So that's another one.
Yes.
And then wrestling being the fourth.
Yes, another one.
So how do you find time to balance all these gigs and then still find time to just live your own life?
The calendar on my phone.
Uh-huh.
That's it, honestly.
Organizing helps.
Yes, organizing helps. Like, there would be times that I look at my phone and I'm just like,
Lana. Shh. There goes the day, there goes the week, there goes everything.
Yeah, you can cuss, don't worry about it.
You can say shit, fuck.
It's fine,
the usual.
It's fine.
Yeah, I think she knows what cussing is, Camus. You don't need to explain it.
No, you just...
But yeah.
Okay, Camus.
Okay, Camus.
I think it was like It was this month that was like... before going to China, I had like two workshops.
Mm-hmm.
And then... 2 days later, I had to pack, go to China, and then go home for like 8 hours, pack again, and then leave for Japan. And then now I got back here, and now I'm on this podcast.
So you're basically semi-living in a suitcase, or living off of your suitcase, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still jet lagged? I assume.
I'm not jet lagged. There's 1 hour difference.
Okay.
Maybe
China, maybe India.
No, I mean, there is kind of like that feeling of coming off of the airplane and like, you know,
the decompression.
Yeah, like you don't fully recover until like you've had a good day's rest.
Mm-hmm. Yung one full day after. Yeah.
Yung parang feeling mo may gumagalaw pa rin.
Tsaka, like the feeling of exhaustion.
Because
I had to, you know, rush to the boarding gate, go through all of that. I mean, immigration was kind of easy for me.
Yeah.
Because like when they see my passport, it's like, oh, stamps.
Yeah, marami ka nang napuntahan.
Yeah.
And I guess for people who travel a lot, it's very underreported, kind of underrated. Then for people who didn't grow up traveling, it's a big deal to, you know, finally have a passport and my stamps.
Mm.
I remember you telling me several shows ago, I don't even remember which one, in the locker room, that you only really started to travel when you became a wrestler.
Yeah.
So how was that for you, na? Your first exposure to these different countries, these different cultures, is because of wrestling.
It's amazing, honestly. I get to meet amazing people, get to be friends with like amazing wrestlers as well, and not just like wrestlers. I can even like meet photographers abroad, and like it's honestly
the Hub Pachecos of Gato Move.
Yeah, Hub Pachecos of Gato Move. There's Naji Wan from from Singapore, or, and then there's a lot more.
So, what's it like for you to be traveling for wrestling? Do you at least get to enjoy the sights, the places? It's just all wrestling all the time.
Like, when people think, like, I travel so much, oh, Vernice, Crystal, you must be, like, seeing, so many countries. You must be, like, seeing all the sights. And I'm like, you know, when I go to like, Malaysia, I haven't seen the Batu Caves. I haven't seen any temples. I'm just there in the hotel, check-in. Sleep, next day would be the show, you know, prepare for the show, do the show, then, you know, dinner after, then go check into, sleep again into the hotel, and then afterwards, you know, the day later, like, maybe have a half day to...
Half day of fun.
Half day. Like, normally, I don't even want to do anything, because, like, I'm tired from the show. I'm beaten.
Understandable.
And then I was just sleeping, so then I would have, like, a lunch for myself, or like, you know, a tiny bit of time to go like to the mall to get souvenirs or something, because I've made it a point nowadays that to get myself a refrigerator magnet. So like my ref at home is like covered with, like, it has India, Shanghai, Japan, yeah. And like I'm just like,
actually, mas flexible pa yung schedule mo compared to WWE superstars, yeah. Because the WWE guys, they'll fly in on the day of the show, or like,
and then fly out the same night.
Fly out right after, yeah. So they barely get any rest. Oh. So
that's the type, look for fridge magnets.
Let alone visit freaking Intramuros or whatever site you wanted to see in the Philippines, or like eat balot, di ba? Yung most stupid Filipino questions that the media will throw this Friday.
What's your
at the
favorite
media
Filipino
event.
Food?
Yeah.
They probably don't know.
Yeah, kasi they're being fed hotel food.
I remember somebody saying mango shake one time. I can't remember who. Somebody said mango shake as a favorite Filipino food. And I was like, that makes sense because you're indoors the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like hotels would give you that.
They won't give you like a delicacy.
Yeah,
like,
they won't give you.
I was going to say, having worked in the hotel industry. No, they up that a bit. Na parang, especially when you're for your external guest coming in on hotel dime or for a cultural event, which usually these things do count as. You'll get one or two like, oh, here, please try. Sapin.
Yeah, but when you're a wrestler and you've got a diet to follow, you think they're actually going to do that? But remember, these guys, they actually travel with their meals. They've got meal prep and all that.
Yes.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they... wouldn't even touch.
I mean, maybe not international. Like, some of these guys.
Going back to
the point
is that Crystal doesn't even get to explore a whole lot, so much less really take in the culture, because you're there for work.
Yeah. Also, I think one of the only places that I've ever... I've been to, like, when I went to Thailand, like, the first thing I wanted to go to was, like, this Husky Cafe, because I like dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Huskies. Like, it was like
a Husky dog cafe, pet dog cafe.
Yes.
Just because Husky.
Kamus is trying to clear up an innuendo.
Yes.
Oh my, right. No, he's very much in with the lingo. He's in with the Becky lingo. So
it was,
Husky. Yeah.
It went viral on Facebook, I think, and it was like 20 Huskies, and you can play with them. Like, that's the only thing I wanted to do in Bangkok, and like maybe go shopping. I had half a day, and I really packed it in, and like. Mm-hmm. What's the nice thing about being in Singapore for SPW most of the time, they actually try to take you out and go wherever. So I've been to like Adventure Cove, and I've been to Sentosa.
Mm-hmm.
Merlion.
I've seen not the Merlion that's in the usual photos, the one near
my Marina Bay Sands.
I went to the Sentosa
where people
one.
Take the picture the Dumudurad in
Sentosa.
I've been to the bigger one in Sentosa.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's take a look back at the year you've had so far, and let's start with the first first booking that you got outside the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Was this in January?
I think so.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't
with whom was this?
Remember
the first one?
It's like, okay,
because India happened in Feb. Ani Nona.
Wait, I need to check.
So she's actually whipping out her phone and she's opening the calendar app.
No, because I don't remember. Much.
Who came first?
Yeah.
It's a blur to her right now.
Yeah, it's a blur. No, it's not a bad thing that it's a blur. One, you're a wrestler, so memories aren't expected to last very long.
It was not
was that a CTE joke?
I was gonna say, that sounds like a fucking CTE joke.
I didn't mean for it to be. Two, again, you've done so much this year alone, I can't blame you if things just start to blend with one another.
It was like, it wasn't, it was December the last time. And then
late December,
I think I faced Tony Abel from my PW.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you knew first for 2019.
That was like,
that
late
was like
December.
My last for 2018. And then my first for
2019
was PWR, and then
India. All right, so let's talk about India, because if you've been going through Crystal's social media assets, you probably have noticed that she is competing in an Indian TV show. So she's part of an Indian TV show. What's it called?
I cannot pronounce the name.
Okay,
it's an Indian show that is produced by
D-Sport.
Which is under,
is that like under a major network or a cable company?
No, D-Sport is the network.
Okay,
it's produced by Vince from Wrestle India.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the name of the thing. So this is the name Dangal Ke. Yeah.
Dangal Ke something. Like the big word, ang pangit ng logo, like you can't really see what that big word is. But Dangal means wrestle.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's a film on Netflix about amature wrestling
called
and
Dangal.
Family called Dangal.
Yes.
So that's why I know Dangal means wrestle. Now, I don't know the other words in the title. Crystal herself is having a hard time finding the name. So
Okay,
but, so let's jump into what the show actually is. Can you tell us?
Yeah, tell us about
what the show.
Is it just women's wrestling?
It's basically Indians versus the world.
Okay.
Wrestling.
Yeah. And then it's a team of Bali and Aki versus the team of Carl Hella.
Uh-huh.
And
Carl Hella is from where?
SPW.
SPW. Right.
But
he's also
Indian.
So this isn't just a female, women's wrestling show?
I was just lucky enough to be chosen. Like, there were four women that were chosen to go to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Do the shows.
Yeah.
It was me, Alexis Lee, Mephisto from Russia, and then Elita from Russia as well.
All right. So, if you say it's India versus the world, does this mean that the Indians are the good guys, and then every other foreigner is a bad guy? Is that how it is?
It's kind of complicated, because basically, Carl Hella is like a face team. Not really.
So Bali and Aki is the heel team.
Kind of.
Or he's the leader of the heel team.
No, but then the thing is, like,
it's not as clear.
In those teams, there's also heels and faces.
Alright. So okay. So you're under Carl Hella's team because you're not Indian.
Yes.
Alright.
Yes, but also there's, like, you know, non-Indians from
Bali and Aki's team.
So it's really confusing.
Malabo siya. Okay, so the point is you're under Carl Hella's team.
Dangal Ke Sorma.
Okay, Dangal Ke Sorma. There, that's the name of the show.
Siya ng logo.
Yeah, man. You should have seen the logo. It's really not well done.
But okay,
I'm not crapping on the show. I'm just crapping on the logo.
Here's the logo.
Okay, yeah, it's really...
It's not... It's really hard to read, guys.
Okay. So
anyway,
so you're part of Carl Hella's team. What's your role there? Because you're not the only girl, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So what's your role there?
I think everyone, because at the start of the episodes, they announced that there is a women's championship.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just the role for the women is to get the championship for whoever's team.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to get the championship for Carl Hella's team.
So there's this series actually has titles like...
Yeah.
Their belts.
It's like Lucha Underground.
It's like Lucha Underground.
There's the women's, the men's, the tag team, and I think an all-out war /
hardcore type.
Yeah.
Is there like a scoring system? My team has all the championships, your team only has one. Is there something like that?
I think people just really need to see it. Because for me, it was different because I was there. I was part of the 7-day... I was at 7-day taping, and in my head, like, we would have these tight schedules. Like, we would go to a gym and film a promo, and then I can't really understand because most of the promos were in Indian, and then I would have like a
interpreter.
I would have an English part, and then there's this funny segment that I was in. This guy is talking really Indian. I'm sorry, I'm not shitting on
language, he's speaking the Indian language.
Yeah.
I was gonna say that they're like, it's like Filipino there's no like one language and then everyone has
dialects. It's probably Hindi.
It's probably Hindi, but
yeah, but then he was like speaking that and then the words, the script that I was given was like, "Garden, why? I'm sorry. I'm just so intense."
So
like it was like I'm flirting with a guy.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah. So like in my head, I'm just like I'm trying to figure out what actually happened. Like how did I get there? But then the thing is, like I think they're going to piece it together.
Okay.
Because so it's filmed
out of sequence.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not filming like, oh, this is gonna be the first episode, second episode.
Right,
there's
right.
like,
yeah.
oh, these are the promos we need to film today.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow we're gonna need to film all these promos.
So it's
again.
Filmed like a proper TV show
or like a movie.
Yeah.
Now not everything is shot in sequence, right?
So in my head, I can't really say much because.
I don't know. Yeah.
So hindi kayo binigyan ng timeline. This is the timeline of the story. This is where we start. This is where we end. Walang ganun.
No.
Walang
like, you don't even know like
overview.
There's the first day of the show.
Yeah.
There's the second day and the third. I had matches each day,
mm-hmm.
and like you don't know what episode that match is going to be on.
So it's like even structuring your matches, you don't know.
Yeah.
Did you have a producer who
Yeah, we did.
No, okay.
I mean, they were just like saying that, oh, this is what you need to do for your match.
Okay.
This is what you need to do for your promo.
So it's not completely, so there's like a next step who would have some idea.
Yeah, but then like the thing was, we had a 10-page script, like / schedule.
Uh-huh.
But then it was really hard because like most of them are in Hindi. Or Indian.
Okay.
And like only your parts are like English.
Yeah.
The foreigner parts are
okay.
English. Like I felt bad for Carl Hella because he's not actually, he grew up in Singapore. But he's Indian descent.
Yeah, okay, I was gonna say. So he still identifies as Singaporean.
But
at the
Indian
end of the
descent.
Day. Yeah, Indian
but
descent.
Then like he had to say all of these Hindi lines.
And he's not the natural speaker.
He's not a natural speaker.
Second language? Third language?
Second language, I think.
Okay.
Because in Singapore, I think in school, they have to study mother tongue.
Yeah,
that's
which
I
is
mean.
Which is a mix
like with,
of.
I'm pretty sure as a Singaporean, he probably speaks Tamil, and they were asking him to do Hindi.
Hindi, yeah.
So parang Bisaya into Tagalog.
Little, yeah.
Was there any veteran from the wrestling industry who was like acting as a producer or as a coach?
One of the agents I think was Hayden from Australia. He's really Zenith. His ring name.
So okay. Zenith.
Like he's a really good wrestler. Also, like his psychology is really good. Like he
understands. He knows what to do.
Yeah, he knows what to do. And like the thing was for me that was difficult in India because Elita, who I faced the most, did mm-hmm. not speak any English.
This was the Elita, the Russian.
Yes.
Yes.
So how do you work around that?
Yeah, as somebody who works with a lot of foreign wrestlers. Mm. Not all of them speak English, diba? So,
I think you just need to, also because there's different names for moves.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Japan, they call a suplex a brainbuster.
Okay.
And a body slam into something else. And like, it's really hard, but you have to just like, it's either you show video or like find a translator or do the action yourself.
I want to springboard off of this to championship spirit because this is something I actually witnessed myself in the locker
mm-hmm.
room. So when you were coordinating with Riho and Jibzy and Jay Serra for
mm-hmm.
your main event match,
yeah.
Jay Serra tells us fondly about how you took the lead in communicating between all four women.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did you eventually learn to speak in broken English or to try to communicate things to people whose English isn't on the same level of proficiency?
I think it's just because I love language, so I try to, you know, because there are some people when you're speaking too fast English, they like, oh,
yeah,
they get lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you try to speak slowly, but
mm-hmm.
then if they're not that efficient, you try to speak in broken words that they probably know.
Yeah.
Like okay, yes, no.
So for example, you're talking to say Gypsy, who whose English, you know, isn't
mm-hmm.
that proficient,
it's,
about, not
but,
that
but,
fluent,
but passable.
How would you communicate to her, or how would you communicate to someone like her when you're going to call a match?
Basically, most wrestling terms are good.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're generalized, like Irish whip, reverse. But then, like when you're talking in Japanese, like reverse.
Uh-huh.
You add the intonations
yes.
here and there.
And then,
you Nihongonize.
Yeah. And then like
you
come in a
sorry.
Oh my god, the happiness. Anyway, you have to. But the thing was, I previously worked with Gypsy twice before.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I know her in Gatomu Show and then Swastika.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I know her like English rate. Does that make sense?
For how fluent she is.
Yes.
You know how to get the message across.
Yes.
Basically.
It's hard to explain when you're speaking to English with someone that's really proficient.
Okay.
But when you're speaking like, because it's honestly so hard to explain. But
you know, I remember seeing you communicate using onomatopoeia and sound effects.
Mm.
Like boom, bam. Boom, bam, bam, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
So instead of saying strike, strike, strike,
you go bam, 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 bam.
Right. So you can create that sound, because sound translates better across languages than strike.
Yeah.
That word, diba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, so, I think it was like with Alita in India.
Yeah.
I've had previous experience working with another Russian, Casey from IWF. I've worked with her across like the whole Queen of Asia Championship storyline in SPW.
Yeah.
So, ayun, like, it was easier for me. Also, like, I know how to slow things down.
Okay.
For them to be able to understand. I personally kind of talk fast when it comes to English.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But then when I'm with someone who can't understand, it's like, okay, so how do you want to start? Or just like, start.
Kailangan naging conscious na ganun pala, because I'm sure this nuance didn't hit you right away.
Mm.
So what was that moment in your travels na, oh wait, I can't talk to them the way I would talk to the English-speaking Pinoys from PWR?
It was my first trip.
When was that? Like 2016,
2017?
2017. 2017,
alright. No, because I debuted 2016.
Okay, yeah.
So 2017.
So during the your series of matches with Sin Alexis Lee.
Mm.
Yeah.
It was like the first time I was with I was gonna face Alexis Lee, Poppy, Gypsy, Jane Fu.
Yeah.
Two of them from SPW, one of them from IPW, and one of them from Gatomu Thailand. And the thing is with Singlish, it's not the straightest as well.
Yes.
It doesn't have the proper grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Like
if you're a grammar Nazi, it'll drive you nuts.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which I was before, and I was just like, no, blow it out the window. I don't care about those, like, whatever. So there is like being, you know, speaking to a Singaporean, you have to be able to adapt, because you can't just speak like the correct pronunciations and everything like that, because they have their, you know, they have their accent and they have this and they have that. Like, so like,
I think you pronounce the word schedule, for example, schedule.
Yeah. Also, like, yeah, cannot la. Can la.
So, ikaw yung nag-adjust?
Laksa. Yeah.
Ikaw na yung nag-adjust?
Yeah, I adjusted.
Laksa.
Laksa. That's just rude. And then, yeah. So, parang, you just I had to adjust on the fly. And also because I think it helped me, because my mom was basically a literature teacher. She was the dean of arts and sciences when I was a kid. So, language was a big thing for me. Like, I would see language books and like English books in at home. Like
at which school? Like, where was she a dean?
Gordon College in Olongapo, which is in Subic.
Yeah, so, yeah. Okay. So you finally learn how to communicate with these nuances in mind, made it easier for you to work though with other wrestlers. Let's go back to the India trip. You said that you were there for about a week.
Yeah.
And you were there filming, shooting, taping matches and all that.
Mm.
And ngayon lang siya in-air sa India.
Mm.
And I'm assuming that this is not accessible to us here in the Philippines, is it?
There's YouTube.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be airing on YouTube.
So full episodes are on YouTube, or you have clips now?
Clips. It's mostly highlights.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you have D Sport on your cable.
No.
I don't think
anyone in the Philippines carries D Sport.
D Sport is a subsidiary of, I looked it up, na Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
It's a Discovery Channel subsidiary. It might be packaged some point down the road, but you never know.
Yeah.
So we don't have it here.
For all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
But I haven't even seen.
You haven't seen anything.
I've seen clips.
You haven't seen the final.
But not the full episode.
I haven't seen an episode.
Crap.
So you don't know how it ends.
That's why I can't really answer you about the India thing, because like I can't see it.
Right. But okay. Ito na lang. I'm sure you can answer this one. What was your biggest takeaway from that experience? Because that was your first exposure into TV.
I think the biggest takeaway from that, also because that month was very hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kamus knows this.
Feel free to get into it if you'd like.
I went through a breakup.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I think Stan also knows about this.
Yeah. I'm not gonna try to pry. I will respect the boundaries.
We're just like,
I'm just waiting for you to share. Like, you share however much you're willing to share.
When I was basically when I was on my last day in India, we tried to see a temple. We tried to.
Okay.
But the temple was closed that day.
Okay.
And we were like stuck, stranded in front of the temple.
You and the ex-boyfriend.
No. Like me, Andrew Tang, Lady Killer, Alex Cuevas, Carl Hella, and then Alexis Lee. We were stuck there. Mm-hmm. Like, we were trying to, you know, contact people.
All right.
Getting signal was hard. Even though I had the SIM, signal was, like, patchy.
Okay, okay.
So then, you know, me and the ex were, like, he was shouting at me, and I was like, I can't do this right now. I'm stuck in front of a temple, stranded. I'm trying to contact the, you know, the producers or like whoever I know from India. I was contacting Balianaki, so like, please rescue us, please get us an Uber, because like none of the Southeast Asians have Uber.
Yeah.
Because we've deleted it in favor of Grab,
because they've deleted us, that's why.
So like we couldn't book ourselves an Uber.
Yeah.
Because we have no Uber anymore. So like taxis were like very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So then we were trying to contact, and like that was like, it was the hardest thing. And I was like, I felt bad and embarrassed, because like I was crying in front of the temple, in front of like Sila Andrew Tang.
Yeah.
And like, it wasn't the nicest. So
So that eventually led to the breakup.
Yeah.
And so that all happened during the India trip.
Yes. Mm-hmm. While I was going through this shit, like, you know, the hardest like 7 days of my life, I was like beaten down. Also because like, I think it's Russians hit harder.
Okay.
Like, I think for this episode, because like an episode is gonna come up this Saturday.
Yeah.
Elita slapped me on the jaw and my jaw dislocated.
Oh wow.
Got it.
So I had to do this like when I was selling. I had to do that while I was selling. Like, I was selling like this, and I was like,
So the action that she actually did, because this is an audio format, is that she went for her jaw, holding one side, pushed it back into its regular place.
Yeah.
Assuming a dislocation.
No, like, it's still there, actually.
The part where it pops.
You wanna
No!
I do. Yeah, so she's actually demonstrating for me. Yeah, I kind of have a similar thing going on in my jaw, so I get it.
Yeah.
I'm not freaked out. Anyway,
people are just touching each other's jaws now.
No, what I'm getting from this is...
You want your jaw touched?
Nah, you were hurting internally, emotionally, and then...
Hurting physically as well.
You're also getting hurt physically, so mahirap talaga.
Yeah.
And that was the takeaway from that India experience.
The takeaway was that I am stronger than I think.
Okay.
I am
not a bad takeaway.
No, because before that, I've been beating myself up because I listened to reviews and they weren't the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that, oh, Crystal is the best female wrestler, but she can always get better.
And like, Tabos is giving me an eye.
It's your review, Chino.
But like, I'm trying to think if I ever said anything.
No, but like,
because this is the first time you two are like face to face.
I mean,
should stop inviting wrestlers over.
It was the Vendetta show, the six-way.
Six to Survive.
Six to Survive. Yes.
Yeah, the handicap.
The handcuff. Basically.
They said that people were scared to hit me thing. And like in there, like they were actually really hitting me.
I'm trying to remember who said that.
I
gave that show a pretty good review.
Yeah. But then like it was, I was beating myself up about it so hardly. And then I went to India with very little confidence about my wrestling and myself. Like, compared to like all these other women, they've been doing this for longer than I have. They've been training for much more than I have, because we only have training once a week.
Yeah.
Which isn't the best.
Because it's thrice.
Yeah, but this is not gonna be forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so like they have training like 3 times a week in Russia, and like as the Singaporeans, like they have this, you know, facility that they can basically go in, like, if you know the password to the lock.
Parang may performance center sila that they have access to 24/7. Yeah. So sobrang lugi tayo when you think about it. In many ways, it's a good comparison is say Gilas Pilipinas compared to the basketball scene in the world. Now all of the programs all around the world are way more advanced, years ahead of our system, which is still very much stuck in previous decades.
Even in stand-up comedy here in the Philippines, the Philippines is so far behind than every single country in Southeast Asia, because of the fact that we only have open mics once a week. where everybody or where everyone else, you can do an open mic
any day
of the week.
Okay, guys, both of you, like, valid comparisons, but then, hey, we're getting there.
Yeah, comes. We don't need that. We're at a point where we can't mince words. This is the reality.
Yeah, we're talking about now.
The now sucks.
We're getting there, but I'm sure we can appreciate that. It's like giving out participation trophies. Right? When the reality is that we are leagues behind. Mm.
Exactly.
Okay, so going back.
I was really not that confident about myself, my wrestling.
Heading into India.
But then the producers and, you know, the promoter.
The backstage people. Basically.
The backstage people were, like, amazed by me. And, like, they haven't... Because I think I would like to say that my wrestling style / my offense is pretty unique. Because I use the flexibility that I have from taekwondo and cheerleading and, you know, ballet back in when I was a kid. Like, I use that for my offense. Like, I do split leg drops now.
Yes.
And stuff like that. I do scorpion kicks, which amaze people. So after India, they said, like, oh my god, Crystal, you're so good, blah 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 blah. And then something else happens that you have to tune in at the sport or on the social media network
when it happens.
And, like, after getting back home, I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm actually better than I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually worth more than I think.
Do you think that this experience pushed you to pursue more international bookings? Yes.
Well, not really pursue more, because you even if you go around asking, like, hey, can you book me?
Yeah.
It's going to be up to them.
Yeah.
To book.
No, I mean to accept more bookings.
I will just accept.
Okay.
As long as I'm getting a flight, the hotel, I know that there's going to be flight in, flight back.
Yeah.
Oxnayan.
If they don't have TF sometimes, it's fine if it's not a big TF talent fee.
Has that happened? Have you wrestled internationally and not gotten paid?
Yeah.
Oh.
But, like, I think it's mostly everything has been paid for.
Okay, you're still talking about accommodations.
My accommodations, they would take me out for lunch,
transport,
dinners.
Right. So, wala ka ring gastos talaga.
It's more of
you're there to gain the experience points. Yining parang TF mo, because you're grinding, you're putting in the work. Okay. Coming off of India, where did you go next?
So, I went home.
Mm-hmm.
I went home for PWR Path of Gold.
That was the match with Emi Sakura.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That big match. That big match.
It was honestly the match of my career. Right now,
mm-hmm.
It's a funny story because it wasn't supposed to happen. I was supposed to be in Path of Gold, and then Maza-san and
Path of Gold match, right?
Path of Gold match.
Path of Gold match.
Yeah.
And Maza-san was the only one who was supposed to go down, and then
You had Nira
Bigla, and then Sabe Bigla. Oh, also Emi's coming.
Ooh, what? Wait. So who was the one who was contacted?
JD.
JD. Okay.
So, like, on Messenger, because, like, you know,
that's how they do it.
Yeah. And then biglang they say on, like, group chat, the parang to organize stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, Vernice,
Masa, Nira, and then
just biglang may screenshot ng conversation na, who is Emi Sakura-san going to play with? It's like, because in translation,
I know that they use the translate for play instead of match. Like, fight. Yeah, yeah, match.
So ayun, so biglang, okay, I'm pulled out of Path of Gold, I'm facing a legend, and then, you know, I just come up from India, being, you know, India was a very long,
traumatic
trip for me.
Yeah.
How did that feel, knowing, okay, I'm out of Path of Gold this year, but I get to face this legend, this Joshi legend?
It's honestly, like, sobrang nagulat ako, because it was so last minute, not really last minute, but I wasn't mentally prepared for it.
I went through
a breakup, and then biglang, oh, you're facing one of the best women's wrestler in the region.
Full stop. Na parang, if you remember, if your first exposure to Emi Sakura was what is that show? The AEW show?
Yes.
That one. If All In was your first exposure to her, then you understand why. You have to understand that this is somebody that, like, the people like Kenny Omega, the people who have done that Japan circuit, they know her and revere her.
Yeah. So for me, it was a shock, and I was just like,
because you knew about her status.
Like, the thing was, like, I'm coming off of India,
yeah,
like, feeling, you know, more confident about myself and saying na parang, oh, I'm gonna do this, I'm going to go to the gym every day,
more motivated.
Yeah, I'm just motivated. But then, like, I thought that I would have a lot more time. I had months to, like, okay, you know, build up to having a big match and okay, be ready for someone like Sakura-san. And then biglang, oh, 3 weeks later, boom, Sakura-san.
Boom, panis!
And then I was just like, wait, hindi ako handa, I'm not ready for this. And then it just happened, and it was like, honestly, in that ring after my match, everything blacked out for a second. And I forgot who I was, like, my character. I forgot who Crystal was. Like, I was supposed to be, you know, the whole queen thing. And I was just like, I was just there as myself. Like, I can't believe that just happened.
Shocked.
Yeah, oh, and I was just like, I started.
You were Vernice.
Yeah, I was Vernice. Yeah. I just started crying in that ring. So, like, I think if when people see the match on, like, the full match Fridays, Emi Sakura-san versus Crystal, like, at the end of it, you see me, like, holding my mouth and just, yeah, like, sobbing. Those were real. And, like,
That wasn't character work.
That's just
shoot, kumbaga, shoot.
That's just me, Vernice, saying, like, showing the revelation that, oh, this is the match of her career, yeah, right now. That's biglang, it was a standing ovation, and I just, like, because, like, when the match finished, when I saw that moonsault, I was just like, okay, I did the best that I can for now. And then it just, like, 1, 2, 3, and then it blacked out. I just started crying, and I bowed to her, and then biglang nakita ko yung people, standing ovation. I was just like, oh my god. And then that's it. Then next
match
was
match of a lifetime.
Yeah, match of a lifetime.
Match of a lifetime. Wala ka na masabi after.
And then
that,
next was I went to Singapore.
Yeah.
And then it was a very last minute booking, because I think it was WWE who said to, like, I think I'm not completely sure, but it was WWE saying to SPW people that they want to see me and JDL come down for the show, because the plan was they were going to the Philippines also.
Okay.
To, you know, scout. Because they were going to Singapore and then Thailand and then dapat Philippines. Pero kinulang silang time.
Okay.
So what they did was just, like, they requested for me and JDL to be flown in to Singapore and have a match there.
So did they arrange for your flight and your accommodation?
It was SPW. I think.
So they took care of it?
No. We paid for our flight, actually.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
It's funny na they had to course that through SPW. Na parang kala mo talents in SPW, right? But yeah, that's not necessarily the case.
No, but then, like,
maybe they didn't have another way to directly reach them, did they?
No, they do, because WWE's been in contact with PWR.
No, so. But the thing was, like, they couldn't see us for the show.
Uh-huh.
They were supposed to go here, yeah, to see a show and to see, yeah, the talent that they wanted for the tryout.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
So then they were just like, oh, we can't go there, but you can go here.
Yeah.
To where we
so
are.
So they wanted to incorporate you in the existing, yeah, show. Okay.
Or just if we weren't on the show, they just would see us in training.
Okay.
Which there was, is like, still something.
Yeah, it's, yeah, like, you know, yeah, for you to be seen by A-Train being, you know, going to training. It's like, most nervous.
Okay, as opposed to making him fly over here and, yeah, inconveniencing them and then having to set up the show and,
yeah,
all of that stuff,
yeah,
again.
So yun. So basically we were flown, we flew ourselves into Singapore. We did the show. We got paid naman, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was above board. It wasn't one of those, okay, parang
hindi siya negative.
Hindi siya negative. Oh.
So the Singapore show happens, and which WWE personalities were there to scout you guys?
It was Kenyon Seaman, Chris Marsh.
Chris Marsh, formerly the general manager for Asia Pacific. He's no longer with WWE.
Yeah.
So on behalf of everyone from the Philippines who Chris Marsh came into contact with during his time with WWE, we just want to say thank you so much for everything you've shared with us and for all the connections you've hooked us up with. And all the best in your future endeavors at the new job, the new working place.
And that,
right?
Was
so you
Kenyon, A-Train.
Okay,
then,
Matt Bloom was there.
Yes.
Yeah. So did they get to give you guys feedback?
At the training, like, they gave general feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they gave everyone the parang, they said, when you're just taking bumps, sell. Like, because,
no,
like,
it's not as constructive as, say, what you were getting during the actual trials.
Yeah, but it was still like a tiny.
There's something.
something to go off of. And thus, when I was talking to Canyon Seaman, he was like, "Oh, Crystal, how are you? Please make sure to get that visa."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck, okay.
So, tumatak sa'yo because of the Mayang Classic experience, which we can finally talk about.
Yes.
All right. So,
wait, okay. so you're on record.
Okay,
let's clear things.
Let's clear things up about what happened to the Mayang Classic.
Step by.
Okay, let's go back. Let's go back to late 2018. So late 2018, there was an article that came out on WWE.com announcing the participants. And first wave pa lang to, and you were on that first wave. Mm. So it was a big deal.
Second wave ata.
First or second wave,
basta early on.
Early on, right. So your name was there, your real name was there, your bio was there.
Yeah.
And then hours later, it got taken out. And everybody started asking why, and we haven't had an answer, but you're ready to tell us now.
Yes.
So what happened?
Well, first thing, it was the same day as my visa application. So I was, you know, I went to the embassy trying to get my visa application, my visa, and mm-hmm. then went through the whole like 2 hours falling in line.
The whole US visa problematic.
Yes, it is. So I went through the whole visa, you know, long line. Basically, like, I've been in contact with WWE since like months before this. It was really hard because like they told me too late na parang you have to at least have 3 months before because you want to book the visa appointment, diba? Parang it takes like a month at least to get an appointment. So ako parang, oh shit, this is gonna be really late. There's gonna be like so last minute because they didn't send me all the files. So like they also didn't tell me like, you know, until later.
Okay.
So
did they assume that you had the documents or that papayagan ka naman agad?
No, they knew that it's going to be hard because it was at the same time that Trump was
coming into power. Yeah.
Not just coming into power, but then it's like
changing
he was
immigration
the,
law.
Mm.
There you go.
Yeah, so like yun yung super mahirap part about it na parang yun. So pila 2 hours long, I was like wearing boots to look more professional, corporate. Yeah. You know, I was wearing boots, slacks, button down, and a blazer to look more presentable. Mm-hmm. So like my feet were killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Boots aren't the most comfortable thing. So pila, I have this like months before like email kami ng WWE, they gave me files, they gave me everything. I even have a song.
Okay. Dala may entrance music mo to show them that this is what
I couldn't because my phone wasn't there. But it, like the thing was like it was that far into it na oh you're sure going to WWE.
Yeah,
it's almost a sure thing.
If it's a sure thing on their end. Yeah,
on
WWE for the
visa.
Yes.
And so, they had like a scouting file pa of you.
Yeah, they had a scouting file. Basically, they had like this thick ass file na parang this is the legal shit. Miss Vernice Crystal Gabriel, blah 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 blah. We'll be training
step of
in
contract, all of that.
Yeah,
yeah,
we'll be making, you know, we'll be training in Orlando, Florida, under Performance Center, blah 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 blah. And then they had like all the legal stuff there. I had a plane ticket going in, going out. And then I had, like, they had a file on me, which was the most surprising thing because, like, I didn't know that they were keeping this much tabs on me. Like, they have photos of me in Singapore, Malaysia, everywhere else I went. So I was like, okay. Then I passed that, and then the immigration officer was just like, nope, I'm not convinced.
Did they give you a reason as to why?
No, that's it. That's it. The consular was just like, nope, I'm not convinced. So then I started.
And that's
like,
harsh. That's harsh.
Yeah.
No, because like I had everything, the papers, all the bank stuff, every single thing that I can
that you
get.
Can think of. Oh.
Yeah. I needed as well. But like she just said, like I'm not convinced, and just that's it. So like there's this like 500 ton rock just crushing my heart. I started walking away, and when I started walking out of immigration, I started crying.
Okay.
And then because you're not allowed to.
Bring your phone in.
So I had to leave it at one of the addresses that, you know,
the security.
Basically, yeah. So I was like, biglang my phone goes off.
Okay.
Like people messaging me, congratulating me, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like, Vernice, Crystal, congratulations. We saw the article. I didn't know. No one knew. Blah, 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 blah. And this is me. Like, it's raining really hard. My umbrella's half broken. I'm crying. Like, I'm shaking, crying. I was just like, I'm trying to call my mom, but like my phone keeps cling 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 cling. You know that like when you know you haven't checked your phone in a while, and like all the notifications just flood in.
Yeah,
it was that, and I was like, "Mom, please pick me up. I am a wreck. my visa just got declined. And she was like, oh my God, anak, I'm so sorry. Can you wait for me at least like 15 minutes? I'll be there in the fastest way I can. Okay. And so I, mom gets to me. She's Hazard lang sa along the highway.
Yeah.
Ross Boulevard. And I was just like, I'm wet from the rain. And I just hugged her the tightest I've ever hugged my mom. I was like, mom, I don't know what to do. Because I was just breaking down. I was crying. I was wet from the rain. My visa just got declined. I shot my shot.
And it makes sense. Because this is your dream.
Yeah.
This is your dream company to work for or mm-hmm. to work with. And then it's like you've done everything in your power. Tapos bigla kang bibigyan ng malaking obstacle.
Yeah. Bibigyan malaking no.
Yeah. And visa applications are not cheap. You know?
That's 8,000 bucks too.
Yeah, I had to pay for that. So I was like 8,000 pesos.
Hindi siya iko-cover ng WWE.
It
regardless.
Was supposed to be.
Pero dahil na deny, that's on you.
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks.
It's one of those things. But
so what do you do next?
Yeah.
Because you're like, I don't know what to do. Who helps you come up with a game plan? And what game plan did you execute?
Let me just like rewind for a bit. Because like people started wondering like, oh, biglang natanggal ako.
Yeah.
So my mom had she was training in a hotel nearby. She was conducting a workshop.
Okay.
So I didn't go to that hotel because I didn't want to be home alone.
Okay.
I didn't want to go through this emotional wreck alone. So I didn't go there, take a long ass shower, just cried myself out in the shower. And then I just fell asleep. And then when I woke up, I emailed WWE like, I'm so sorry, but my visa got declined.
Okay.
Few minutes later, my name got pulled out of the article.
Okay.
Ayun. Tapos...
The social media pa.
Social media.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, everything was just like... I was getting more and more depressed at this point. Na parang everyone's congratulating me for like half a day.
Yeah.
Just biglang, oh, why?
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't stop for at least the weekend of... And I think it was the weekend meron din show ng PWR.
Yes.
And people were like, congratulations! But what the fuck happened? And I'm just like, I'm still an emotional wreck at this point. I was just like, I can't say anything because I'm under no disclosure.
Yeah.
So, ayun. After that, I asked
the guys. Cap.
And then Trian. The legal
lawyers.
Team.
Yeah.
The legal lawyers. Team for PWR. Like, do you know anything about getting a visa,
okay. Which is not necessarily a legal matter, but in this case,
I just wanted to contact people that I knew I can trust and keep a secret because I can't say this publicly. Na parang, oh, I can't post this on Facebook. Na, hey, anyone out there that can help me get a visa appointment for the US?
Because
I couldn't say things, but then you know, sila Trian were some people that I could trust. About this
and Camus, right?
And Camus, because
Camus, put you over Camus.
No, because because at this point I was just like, I was going to Camus as a friend because I didn't know who to call. I was just breaking down at this point. Like I also contacted some of my friends, but they were like non-wrestling, they were just there for emotional support.
Yeah, people who couldn't really understand your situation.
But then Camus knew me and knew the situation and knew that because he was one of the few people that.
Knew
who was I was going to be in the classic.
Yeah.
So then I was like, Camus, my visa just got declined. And then this is where things just got hectic because we started just trying.
Anything. Hail Marys, parang we called up a former senator.
It went to a point now we were trying to get into associations, anything. Tapos biglang to a point na I was texting the office of a senator.
Oh,
a former senator.
Because we actually tried, now that I remember we tried to get to the sports commission, we tried to get through the Olympic committee just to find a way in to get a certification.
Yeah.
Na legitimate athlete, this is not like some TNT bogus kalokohan. Because that was like the biggest hinging point. Na
that's what you needed to prove, your burden of proof.
Yung burden of proof basically was na. You have to prove that it was legit. And the thing is, it was legit. There was a legit letter from WWE, but you have to show people na, wait, she is a legit athlete. There is reason for her to go. So, yan yung mahirap.
So, we did get, a schedule. But then, it was too late.
It was too close to
It was 2 days the schedule was 2 days before my supposed flight.
Okay.
So then it was WWE who said, like, we're sorry, and we know that this is going to be crushing for you, but you did your best.
Yeah.
And we're sorry. This won't be the last time, but it's...
Sorry for now.
Sorry for now. That's it for you for the Miyang Pass.
Okay.
And at this point, the only person we have to blame is Donald Trump.
It's fine.
True.
It was really bad timing. It was really the time that he was taking power and everything like that.
Yeah, no, I understand. But,
we blame Trump all we want. It's our podcast.
Fuck you, Trump.
And he directly affected you. So, you know what? On your behalf, Renice.
You can say fuck Trump.
Yeah, you're a member of our family in PWR. So, fuck you, Trump.
Ayun. Tapos, going back into SPW when Kanye Sima said, hey, get that visa. I started working on the visa, for Shanghai. And then the Shanghai trip was like...
And this was the, tryout, Nismo, yeah.
And I'm just... The worst thing that I did before going to the tryout was, like, watch fighting with my family.
Okay.
Because I psyched myself out. Like, I was like, oh, Paige broke down.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break down the first thing. Also, because, like, I'm scared because I do have scoliosis.
Mm.
So I was scared that maybe I won't even get past the medical.
Okay.
That was also a possibility. Because there is someone from the region that didn't get passed through medical.
Because of scoliosis as well?
No.
Because I was going to say, we also have like Jemerlin who does have scoliosis also.
No, but because I previously before this, I worked out my back. So that my
you
muscles,
pushed it.
I pushed it so my muscles would support
the spine.
The spine.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what I did. I didn't get my spine realigned, but I worked out my back so much na parang mas strong na yung likod.
Okay.
Ayun. Tapos, honestly, like, it was a blur. I think you guys know probably most of what happened in Shanghai because of JDL and Ken, because they were previously here.
Yeah, but what type of training did you put yourself through?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it's different for you than it was for JD and Ken.
Yeah, and was your experience different from theirs as well?
Well, also because like I had a Chinese roommate.
Okay.
Oh, so you had who was your roommate?
I forgot.
But she's not one of the Southeast Asian independents.
She's not Southeast Asian. She's a model.
She's a
newbie,
yeah.
Yeah, she's a model.
She's a model.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And she was one of the... Ken Warren and JDL were talking about random athletes getting
a
bag.
So she was one of models.
So she was part of that. Okay.
It was actually nice and difficult at the same time because like, you can't... Because I feel like so the JD, they had a different experience because like they had someone to lean on. Like someone to... You know, be like, pagod na ako puta.
In many ways, parang nafe-feel mo yung division eh. Women's division talaga, and then men's division.
Also, because it was nice because when we had to do laundry, like, Sila Ken, like, had to, like, I think use the bathroom soap and stuff like
that.
The and then I was like, my roommate was like, oh, here's laundry detergent. We can use it if you want.
Oh,
I was like,
dala.
Yeah, like, dala
siya.
She was local.
Yeah.
And, like, I think her husband / boyfriend is in the area as well, so it's like whenever she needed anything, like, so like I didn't have toothpaste, and I was like, do you have toothpaste? And she was like, I don't have, but I can get my boyfriend.
Oh,
so like, okay, here, share with me. It's like, okay, great. I was like, here's laundry, because she didn't, she barely spoke English,
okay,
which is nice because like I know how to
communicate,
hand gestures. I mean.
Through
your experience with other wrestlers.
The language barrier.
So we can call it Crystal English.
I know, Crystal English.
Not a thing at you. It's funny.
But, ayun, so the first day was like, it was just pure medical. It was yung orientation.
Okay.
Yeah.
And second day, yung parang,
actual workout.
Yan na.
Yeah.
Okay.
So parang, oh my god, I see a ring. Oh shit. Okay. So, sabi na, yung set goes, and yung squats, and yung push-ups.
Drills.
Like, the
drills, yeah.
No, but the thing was, I have bad push-ups. Because my legs are stronger than my arms.
Upper body,
No, because I did Taekwondo.
Okay.
And for like 6 years. And I did swimming before Taekwondo for like another 5 years. So like most of my muscle power are in my legs.
From the lower body.
So like my, even though I try to work out, hindi pa rin equal.
Okay.
So, like, my push-up is really bad.
Okay.
So, during the WWE, like, first warm-up pa lang, that's namamatay na ako. It's like, how the hell am I gonna push through this week if I'm just, like, 10 minutes into the warm-up and I can't push through a push-up?
Here's a question, though. Because you and JDL and Ken Warren all said na napaka-intensive yung tryout experience. But did you change anything from your workout routine or from your program when you knew for sure that you were gonna go to Shanghai? Did you do anything different to prepare?
I think I watched more wrestling. Mm-hmm. I watched more of my wrestling, actually. Because I wanted to nitpick myself.
Okay.
I don't like this.
Okay.
I should do this bit.
Just to hone everything down.
So parang when the tryout was, like, the visa process was happening, I was also going to training.
Okay.
I would pick apart myself through the, you know, through boot camp matches,
okay,
or like my previous matches. I didn't like how I put this.
Okay.
I didn't like how I rolled in this.
Okay.
So like, what can I do so that it becomes cleaner?
So you broke down all your stuff.
Yeah, I broke down all my stuff. I actually worked out less.
Okay. Wow.
No, because like, I mean, like, at least yung 2 weeks or a week before the tryout,
yeah,
because I didn't want to be exhausted.
Ah, okay.
Because like, you know, I was actually supposed to be in Japan.
For a show.
Mm-hmm. It was like 2 weeks in Japan and then China.
Mm-hmm.
But then my Japan visa was like late.
Okay.
So I prioritized the Chinese visa because
okay. That
was more important.
Oh, man. Yeah. Totally understand.
Yeah. So, ayun.
So, basically, like, second day, akala ko, it was just going to be a morning thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was it.
Yeah.
This big long lunch break and then they said, come back. And I was already like super exhausted
okay. In
the morning in the bilang lunch break. I was like, you know what guys, let's go to the Chinese because they gave you two options, Western or...
Yeah, the food.
Yeah, the food.
I remember
okay. This
part.
Yeah,
yeah,
so parang, I was like, pinilit ko si JD and si Ken, like, guys, we're in China, we should have Chinese food.
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
I just know it was gonna be that far kasi ang layo ng walk. So
okay.
Like, namamatay na yung mga legs namin here and like, there was a set of like, multiple stairs going to the actual Chinese place.
So, okay. Parang extra Chinese.
Yeah.
It's like the big Chinese restaurants
yeah.
with the, no.
Yeah,
in,
so
in
per afternoon, we always just chose the Western kasi yung burgers.
It's more,
so like,
it's more convenient.
It was like 5 minute walk.
Okay.
Rather
to be
than,
practical.
Yeah, rather than the 15 na... Stairs. But actually, the Chinese food was great.
Here's a story I want to get into because we talked about it before we hit record. You talked about Ken Warren being
Oof.
Late for his flight from Manila to Shanghai. How did this happen and how did he get his ass on the plane?
Ken being Ken.
No, because it was like, we have this like group chat, kaming tatlo. Me, Ken, and JD.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like, during the visa process, we were like, you know, helping each other out. And like, you know, during the flight, also when we were in China, we would chat there, parang like, oh guys, I'm going down for lunch anyways. Ayun, we had a group chat and then JD said like 3 a.m. pa lang umalis siya ng, kasi I think it was like a 6 a.m. flight.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
So parang si JD 3 a.m. pa lang umalis na siya ng north,
his place. Yeah,
ng,
his place.
Yeah
cause he's responsible.
Yeah, pero kasi ako, I live in the south.
I live near the airport.
I live near the airport. So basically, like, pasok lang ang Skyway.
And then you're there.
I'm
yeah.
in Naiya.
Yeah.
Naiya Terminal 1 na. Ayun. Tapos, so basically, I left like 4, like an hour
okay,
later.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I mean, JD gets there like three hours
before
the flight.
Yeah.
Like when people say na it's an international flight, get there 3 hours before, but you have time, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that anymore because I'm fortunate about this because I don't, pag nasa immigration ako, they just let me through.
Yeah,
because
you streamline your
yeah.
travel process.
No, because like I've been so
yeah,
I've been
traveling
so much na parang
exactly.
I know what to do, I know where to go, like na memorize ko na yung naiyas.
And you're sort of from the south, so it's not so far for you diba, to get
also,
to the airport.
But like it was parang being at the airport is like kind of second nature to me now.
Okay.
Parang I know where shit
where everything
is.
Yeah.
Now that
the
you travel
visa
a lot,
there.
everything's
the money's here.
Smoothed out.
Yeah, the money, you know,
changers
here.
All that stuff.
Na, ito yung favorite money changer ko dito pupunta.
Okay.
For each airport, meron ganun ako actually.
Okay.
Anyway, so JD gets there, it's too early for me. Kasi like, he was like 2 hours earlier than the flight. I get there like boarding time. I was there an hour before boarding time. But like, Which is not, it's not too early, not too late.
Yes, na parang, it works.
It works. No, because when you're too early, you're like, nangangatag ka na doon na parang, I just want to fly out.
Mm-hmm.
So, parang, so that I got there, at I got to the airport at a good time. And then, 15 minutes before boarding, like, we haven't heard about Ken. Like, okay. He hasn't updated us.
Ken, we haven't gone looking for him. Ken,
no, we haven't. No, because, like, I went to the thing, JD went to the thing, and we were like, okay, we're chilling.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? JD didn't allow us to mag-charge lang ako. So I was charging my phone. I was like, para, kasi I was like at 30%, and okay. I wanted to get to China with at least more than that.
Yeah.
So, mas concerned kami with each other. And yeah. I think JD was working on some PWR stuff.
Okay.
Like, lining up yung mga social media stuff.
Yeah.
So,
and Ken Warren.
Kasi lang Ken was like, because me and JD, we update each other, like on the chat, na parang, oh, nasa airport na ako. Oh, I'm going through immigration na. And then Ken was like radio silent. We haven't heard from him.
When is the last time you heard from him before?
We didn't.
Like the night, not even the night before.
The night before.
Let's yeah, make it before. Let's make the it clear before. That Ken Warren also lives in the north, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. Pero pati siya nagparamdam.
Hindi ko alam. But basically, like, kasi si JD sinabi niya, oh guys, like 2 a.m. Guys, malapit na ako man sa bahay. That pupunta na ako sa bus terminal or something because there's a tiny bus.
Yeah, there's a straight bus.
Yeah, yeah. Ayun. So, yun yung in-update niya. Sabi ko, guys, I'm getting a grab na... Actually, no. Mom, I'm getting... My mom is dropping me off. Tapos yun. Basically, tapos biglang si Ken is like... Alam yung parang when you know, the heart stops.
Yeah. Flatline
lang si Ken eh.
So, kailan siya nagparamdam?
Hindi siya nagparamdam.
He just showed up. Did he make it?
No, like the thing is, like, it was 15 minutes before boarding.
Mm.
Like, alam mo yung nararamdaman mo na nagre-ready na yung mga,
yes,
you know.
They were flying off.
Yung mga flight attendants. Like,
yep.
They're
there's a process.
Ginagawa nila yung process nila na, like, they're preparing the pre-board stuff. Yeah. Yung ganun. Tapos parang kami ni JD, parang, kasi magkahiwalay kami. I was in the charging port. Si JD was like sitting. So, nagkatingin na kami ni JD. Parang ganun, no? Parang may moment of silent na parang, where the hell is Ken Warren?
Yeah.
And parang like, may, alam mo yung animation na parang may squiggly line. Tapos biglang may pop, like may stars.
The tension, parang, the silent tension.
Where's Ken Warren? Tapos kami parang, Ken? I was trying to call him, like text him. Like, Ken, nasan ka na? Ken, nasan ka na? Tapos biglang, there was like one chat. Guys, I'm about to go in the airport na. Tapos kami parang,
gago!
Wait, we're 15 minutes before boarding. And roughly. You're just getting into the airport.
Responsible adulting. Oh. Ken Warren,
and we were so nervous because like, sobrang lapit na.
Okay.
Like, because this is gonna be the biggest thing for our lives. Like, we're going to be representing the Philippines in WWE tryout. And this could possibly be, you know, the
this
step
is the biggest
towards
deal.
Like
yeah.
The, yeah. So basically, kami ni JD parang, okay, Ken, hurry up. Tapos parang sabi niya, nang pagdating niya doon sa boarding, kami parang ni JD, nagkatingin na kami parang, kasi lumapit na sa akin si JD, mag-charge na siya. So parang, kami ni JD parang, oh my God, thank God, nandito na. Like, sabi niya, you know, guys, ang saya. Kasi pag late ka na, may mag-a-assist sa'yo.
Exactly. I was about to say, it was actually pretty smart of him to come that much closer to the boarding time. Kasi pag late ka na sa flight mo, people just zoom you through everything.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, it was like,
yeah, of course.
Our butts were clenched.
Yeah,
parang,
exactly.
Oh my God, where's Ken Warren?
Exactly.
Where the hell is he? Tapos biglang, like, he's in a suit. Like, he's wearing a suit, like, with brown leather shoes.
He had time to put on the suit.
He was dressed up. And we were, like, kami ni JD, parang kami naka neck pillow, yeah. naka hoodie. Like, you know, like, normal travel stuff.
Dressed
like,
comfortably.
Yeah, that's how normally we are. Tapos biglang Ken in a suit. Tapos parang, guys, ang saya. When you're late pala, they rush you through. Tapos parang,
I can get why that would piss you off.
Yeah.
I was just like,
kasama yung mabuburat din ako.
Yeah. No, I get that, you know, but then there's a little an accidental genius moment in the part of Ken Warren.
But at the same time.
Yeah, but
at the same time,
for the people who were with him on that trip, you were like, your heart is gonna be like palpitating.
But all three of you make the flight.
We made the flight fine.
Okay.
But like Ken was like really cutting it that close.
He knew that he was cutting it close.
Yes.
Did he know? Oh, okay.
He knew that he was cutting it close. Pero like he didn't realize that it was that close.
Okay.
Galing.
So kasi ako, like, I left my place like 2 hours, like
Yeah, yeah, no.
I gave time. But he didn't know na ganun kalayo yung...
ganun, he didn't even know how far the airport
no,
was.
No, no, like, he didn't realize I would take him that far.
He didn't factor in the
He didn't
same,
factor yeah. in everything.
Okay.
Because when I travel, I factor in, like, travel time going through the thing.
Yeah.
And like that. Pero si Ken parang, oh, ladida. I'm gonna put on a suit.
At this point, it's also, ladida, he gets to go to Singapore to see Kenny Omega and Shima and all of that stuff. So, well, maybe he got better at it.
Yeah.
Okay. But that was Mike Madrigal's problem this time.
Yeah.
Okay, so the tryout happens. By the end, ano yung pinakamalaking takeaway mo? Or what did you learn the most about yourself or about wrestling or about WWE during that tryout?
It actually, that tryout really pushed my limits. Because I didn't think I was going to be able to flip a tire. Like, yung one of those moments in fighting with my family na parang, oh, I'm gonna be that girl. Like, yung moment na, there's like this girl na parang si Alexa Bliss.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Na parang she was almost ready to quit while flipping a tire. I was like, I'm gonna be that girl. That was when, I think it was Kona Reeves. Like, one of the other females, na model, she was flipping a tire.
And not your roommate.
Not my roommate. Okay. She was like, Kona was helping her put up the tire.
Yeah.
And then Kona looks at me like, you can do it. I was like, okay. So I dug in, I did the whole thing. I flipped the tire. And I was like, that was the hardest shit I've ever done.
So were you surprised with your strength that you were able to do it?
Or? I was surprised with myself.
Okay.
Just in general. Because I thought that I was, third day, I was, I
okay.
thought
well, ubos na.
I thought I was spent. I thought I was gonna be breaking down, calling my boyfriend, calling my mom, like, ma, help, I don't know if I can do this. Pero being around other people who encourage you, like si JDL and Ken, like, we were encouraging each other all throughout. I was like, no, because like whenever I travel also, I have a medical pack.
Okay.
Like, I normally bring like 20 salon pass patches, Alaksans, Biochessics.
Na ubos mo lahat basically.
Also, because I wasn't the only one taking it.
Okay. I thought
I had, like, also Advil.
So I was gonna say, damn, that's a lot of meds.
No, but then it was like a week. So, like,
oh, yeah.
You know, merong may salon pass patches, Advil, Biochessic, if ever I get, you know, because I have gastritis.
Yeah.
Meron ako dong yung anti acid stuff, Camel S, Gaviscon, and stuff like that.
Yep.
So, yun. Like, at the end, nagtira ako ng tatlong alaksan.
And that was it.
Nagtira ako ng tatlong alaksan for me, JD, and Ken.
Ken.
And then, that's why I think, I heard your podcast kasi. They thanked me for the alaksan. It's like, that's why.
That's
like,
why you have.
Yeah.
So you're always prepared.
I'm always prepared because that's just me. Like, even in Japan, I had like, everything. Tapos, ayun. It was such a long process na I thought I never would get through.
Okay.
Because I thought, I wasn't prepared enough. I just had this miraculous great moment with Emi Sakura. I had this match of, possibly match of the night with Riho in Singapore, but I never thought na I'm gonna be able to
get through a
WWE tryout. And I know for a fact na what we did in the WWE tryout is just partial from what they actually
abbreviated,
do.
Abbreviated, it's an abbreviated
in
version.
The performance.
According to Kenmo and JDL, it was about half. Right?
Half or a third.
A third of what the average.
Yeah, but then I'm also proud that I did not cry.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Because I thought I would cry like second day.
Okay.
I thought I would.
So you're coming off of the tryout in Shanghai, which I would say at the time was like the peak na, since you weren't able to make it to the Mayang Classic. And then you stay in China. Well, not literally stayed, but you know, we'll stay in China for the purpose of this podcast because you competed
in China. No,
wait, actually,
the biggest thing also, like, I got a boost of followers because I got featured on WWE Next.
Yes, you were.
Yeah,
JD and Ken would tell stories about them being advanced mag-isip na dun sila sa harap po position. Ikaw ba, did you follow the same strategy or was it not conscious on your part to get
featured?
I was
not conscious, but I was conscious that they were always following me.
Okay.
The cameras were always like...
So you knew when the cameras were pointed at you?
No, the thing was, the camera was always near me.
Oh, okay.
Like, for some reason, I'm always... Like, it's always circling around me.
Hindi okay.
I was like, okay, see, mag-emote na lang ako queen pose.
Right.
Whenever the camera would be near, I would just be doing my thing. And I know that they want, kasi from coming from a modeling standpoint, I know what a photographer wants.
Yeah.
When you're exhausted, ang gusto niya makita yung parang, yung heavy breathing na parang, pero intense look na parang, Pero you know, you try to make it look good. Hindi ka namuha na mamatay.
So pagod ka, pero maganda ka pa rin. Hindi yung pagod ka, namukha ka talagang pangit.
So ako, sa utak ko, oh shit, pagod na pagod ako ngayon. Like, I just did the drills, and like, there's a camera near me. So I was just like, slight shift of weight, parang...
Konting flex dito naman.
Yeah, tapos nag-modeling po sa ako.
Right.
So
right.
They would always come around me. Tapos whenever, like, yung parang moments na parang medyo dull, I would, that would be like the times that I would be like crown pose or like yung parang nag-emote ako, ganun.
Parang show character.
Show character.
Sila Kenwa and JDL participated in practice matches. Yeah. Did you get to do the same?
Yes, I did.
Against, I assume...
Alexis Lee.
Against Alexis Lee. Okay.
Yeah. So someone you're very familiar with.
Yes, actually... It was stressful because we planned the match like 5 minutes before we actually did the match.
But you have like how many? Like
we've had like 7 matches.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And we were like, okay, let's just do the spot where we did in like la 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 la.
Okay.
Let's just do this from what when
from this
when
time, we were from
in
that time,
India,
from
America, America, okay, yeah, like that.
Okay.
So yun, that was like honestly, sobrang yung trip na yun is like Tapos biglang I gained like 500 followers. Just from that one single clip.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a boost right there.
That's a legit boost. So, after the tryout, how long was it between that and your stint in MKW?
It was like around 2 weeks?
2 week break.
Three.
Okay.
No, pero like it wasn't a break from wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. No,
it was
break.
Like, it was China.
Yeah.
Shanghai tryout. And then PWR show.
Yeah, because you had championship spirit after that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That big match.
Yes, yeah. That big match with Briho and Gypsy and Jay Sarah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ayun. So that match was actually really fun because people think that it's just all Riho.
Yeah.
It was actually me and Riho
who
planned the match.
Choreographed the whole thing.
Also because I was acting as translator.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not completely, but...
But for the most part, na parang when you listen to Jay Sarah's interview on Itaman, na parang she really credits you with putting the match together.
Yeah, Jay Sarah goes into detail on how instrumental you are in bringing the thing together.
I love her for that.
So, with regards to that match, I just want to focus on it a quick second.
Yeah, yeah.
Jay Sarah talks to us about the epic moonsault spot that she did. You were part of that spot. You took the moonsault.
Yeah.
How did you feel before she landed the moonsault? And how did you feel after watching it on screen?
I just trusted her. Because I know it was going to be her first time. But if I add to her nervousness, if I add to her anxiety, it might put us in a worse position.
Yeah.
So I was scared.
Yeah.
But I trusted her.
Okay.
I didn't bother her about it until she was ready. Because I know that she was like been practicing it in like, you know, trampoline parks.
Yeah.
But it was her first time doing it in a live show. So ako parang, I trust you with this. I'm gonna catch you. I mean, it's not that hard because you're just laying there. But like you also have to like flex up.
Yeah.
Para hindi matamaan yung... Kasi when you're both sinking into each other, yun yung masakit eh. When you're both like, your solar plexuses are like,
yeah.
Yun yung masakit. So I was just like, I'll trust you, I'll flex as hard as I can, so it will be safe for both of us.
Alright. So from there, you ended up back in China with FPW.
I'm back in China again.
Yeah.
I honestly,
how long was that? Yeah, how long was this stay?
For 3 days lang.
3 days, okay.
But honestly, it was like the most hassle.
Okay.
Kasi,
tell us about it.
No, because for the Shanghai tryout, we were staying in Holiday Inn. They didn't block off Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Okay, you're in an international chain, so there's no need for VPN.
Yeah, but when I was in China, in Harbin, China, which is like they
deeper,
which is like below Russia.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's like the coldest.
The coldest part of China.
Yeah.
It's a second class city, I think.
Yeah, basically, like, it was really hard because, honestly, the MKW people are so nice. And they were very accommodating. They picked me up from the airport, etc., etc. Most of my meals were, like, taken care of.
Okay.
Single rooms for everyone.
Okay.
We didn't have to share a room.
Oh.
Pero, like, sobrang hirap na nakakainis. Kasi I had to download, like, 4 VPNs. No, because, like, okay, I'm not willing to pay 500 pesos for 1 month.
Yeah.
Kasi that's how you pay eh.
Yeah,
1 month pay
VPN,
siya. Yeah. So parang, I'm not willing to fucking pay 500 for a month of VPN
yeah.
that when I get to fucking, when I get to Manila, I won't ever
yeah,
get to use again.
Exactly.
Because I'm just gonna be here for 3 days. Sayang yung 500 ko. So I was like, free trial. Oh, I need to make a new account. So bagong email.
Yeah.
I mean, I have like multiple emails, like business and personal stuff like that. So put in that email, canceled it kasi ubos na yung data on that VPN kasi I've used it all.
Yeah.
Like, put in the new email, this back, okay, I don't have any more emails, I'm not gonna make a new email kasi mas mahirap pa yun. So, I like, download another one. So, parang, the whole 3 days was just me
downloading
VPNs.
Giving the VPN workaround.
Honestly, like, I met Zeta.
Okay.
She's so nice. And I met Raylin from WoW, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, she's amazing as well.
Raylin of... I was going to say Women of Wrestling. Women of Wrestling. Yeah, the same.
Raylin.
Yeah.
She's honestly, like, both of them are sweethearts. And I had a match with... Because it was supposed to be me and Asuka versus Raylin and Hibiscus me. But then, it was at the time of my typhoon in Japan.
Okay.
So, Hibiscus me's match got canceled.
Okay.
Her flight got canceled. So, it was Zeta had to step in. So, naging heel ako instead of face.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun, because supposedly, si Raylin and Hibiscus me were the heels and I was supposed to be face with Asuka. So, bigla ako parang, ah! Change roles. Ayun. Tapos, they're the sweetest, kindest also. Also, like, Asuka was amazing, yo. Like, she can just...
She can go.
She knows how to wrestle. Like, when I say, like, she moonsaults, like, as if she's walking.
Wow.
Like, it's so second nature to her not to moonsault. That it's so... She's so curved and she's also like the sweetest thing. Like, I think people, because she is monumental, because she's the first trans Japanese wrestler. But I think people like don't realize that, oh my god, she's the sweetest thing. Also, she's like so kind na parang whenever I would be lost na parang, Crystal, you okay? I was like, yeah, hi, daishobu. No, because like, I know Japanese from
Weeb Speak!
From
Weeb
a lot
speak.
Of anime!
And hanging out with Bolt.
No, actually, I don't really hang out with Bolt and speak anime lingo. No, because like, I have this anime list that says like, I've watched 31 days worth of anime. And you think about it, an anime episode is like 24 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's 31 days. And I'm just like, yeah. Which is
that's
which
a lot
honestly
of anime.
Which honestly came in handy when I went to Japan.
Okay. So, MKW, okay, so
it was crazy because I was there from September 6th to 8th. And then my flight was to Japan was September 9th.
So hindi ka umuwi ng Pilipinas. Umuwi ka pa.
Yeah, umuwi ako ng 8 hours, magpack. No, because I had to put in my wrestling shit from this bag to this bag.
So right. Parang change.
Change bag, change gear. Actually, no. Change bag, bring all the gear. Because I was going to be in Japan for a week. So I had to bring all my gears because I had 3 matches.
So your stint in Japan was with Gato Move.
Yes.
Which we talked about at the start of this interview.
And honestly, I'm so thankful to Sakura because after my match with her, I don't think I was able to say this beforehand. But after my match, she told me na parang... You did great in the match. I like your moves. You're very... ano daw? I'm not common. Parang interesting daw yung moveset ko. Which is not... Because people...
Not common in how? In your
no,
look? In the
I,
moves?
My look, my moves. Because I use my flexibility to
okay,
my advantage.
Yeah.
And people don't really do that.
Okay.
No, because I don't think you can see people split
leg. Yeah. Split leg.
From the
yeah.
second rope.
With the split leg
yeah,
drop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ayun, so parang sabi niya... I want to bring you to Japan one day. Tapos ako parang, Tapos, ayun, nagkatato siya, like, 2 weeks ago.
And within the span of less than a year, in fact, diba, that it
happened. It's happens. Just, like, less than 6 months.
Yeah,
think,
exactly.
Even.
Yeah, it's like, this year has been so monumental, and then now this is, like, this is the time that whatever, at the start of the year, was you were doing well. Like with Emmy, and then now it's like, oh wait, there's follow up pa pala.
Yeah.
So you're in Japan, mm-hmm. and for a lot of wrestling fans, this is kind of like
an Asian mecca. Like, if you can't be in the US, if you can't be in Mexico, you might as well be in Japan.
Yeah.
What was it like for you being a wrestling fan all these years and then finally getting to wrestle in
Japan? Not just even a wrestling fan, just a fan of Japan.
Yeah. Because I've dreamed of going to Japan my whole life. No. I think it's on one of my Instagram posts that I said na I had this series of books like about Australia, America, etc., etc. And then Japan was my favorite. It taught me how to, you know, use chopsticks, fold origami, about sakura season, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I've always dreamed of going there. Even not just as a wrestling fan, just
as a tourist.
As a tourist. Yeah. I just wanted to go to Japan. And the best of both worlds na, wrestling
then
and then
Japan.
Yeah, and yeah. It's just like, nah. That's how this is, kaka from China, I'm exhausted. I was like, I'm pushing through. I'm going to Japan. Ayun, tapos...
You talked about having your Japanese visa delayed, is that right?
Yeah.
Delayed lang.
So it got in by this time?
No, I mean, it was the same visa na.
Okay.
It got delayed. I was supposed to fly out.
Yeah.
Pero na-delay yung visa ko, so they didn't get me a flight na lang.
Okay.
So, na-approve yung visa.
Okay.
But like, ngayon lang siya nagamit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So, it's not as much of an immigration issue as the US one.
Yeah. It's me and immigration.
Okay, so...
But yung first match ko, it was like, I was quite tired because like I came from China, Philippines, and then next day, September 10,
I had a match.
Ayun, so
what was your match against?
Makoto and...
This isn't the one that's up online right now.
No. It's a tag team.
Okay.
Me and Cherry-san, and then Makoto and...
Me?
No. Okay. I forgot his name. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Like,
ayun, we had a tag team match. Tapos... Yo, naiyak ako. Like, after my match.
Kasi, is this the one with the streamers?
Yes.
That photo?
This is the one with the introduction also. Yeah.
And then so, I was like... The first time ever that I got streamers. I mean, I've got streamered in PWR.
Yeah.
But it was like... One or two.
Yeah.
Like yung dalawa lang.
Ito pinaliguan ka na talaga.
Oh, so parang, oh my god. And also they're in my colors. Because I was coming into Japan thinking na, oh, no one's gonna know me.
Yeah.
No one.
Rightfully so. I mean, it's like, you know, you don't expect.
Yeah.
Diba?
But apparently, like, yung fan ni Riho, I think you are.
The Riho guy.
The Riho guy.
Si
because
Riho,
you've seen.
Riho streamer guy from.
He's seen my matches from Singapore and then.
He's been over, yeah.
He's
wait, I know who this guy you're talking about. He's the one who flies out specifically to
for
watch
Riho,
Riho
matches. So, like, he owns my shirt and he owns a print.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, like, because I've had matches with Riho.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Apparently, he also thinks of me as, you know, a good wrestler.
Yeah.
And, you know, my potential and stuff like that. He was the one who threw
the streamers. Wow.
And like he gave people streamers as well. So parang
it was coordinated effort. Yeah. Yeah.
I was walking into that match thinking that I would never get streamers because like Cherry is like she's a 15-year vet.
Yeah.
Cherry-san is a 15-year vet.
And she's how old? Sorry, she's
in her 30s.
Okay.
Pero you know she has 15 years and she's been wrestling in Japan and you know.
May dating siya.
So parang I'm gonna walk into that. I'm gonna do the queen pose. I'm gonna do my whole like you know dance.
Yes.
I'm gonna do my thing.
Yeah.
Tapos biglang ganon. So parang
ano?
So yung photos ko.
Nani?
I'm just like waving. Tapos biglang nagulat ako. Like I think you guys have seen like Instagram posts.
Yeah.
Nagulat ako parang because I did not expect it at all. Tapos they were in my colors. So I was like,
nani?
That's great. Tapos like the match started. Yeah, so that was.
And this was before the match, right?
This was before the match.
This was like, if I remember correctly, it's like there was an introduction and then. Or was that after the match?
After
that. Okay, sige. So do you want to talk about the after?
Yeah. Sakura-san said, Chris, Taru, please say something in Japanese.
Okay.
So ako parang, okay, I'll try. So parang, I Google translated something. And it's like, I'm practicing in my head. It's like, I said na. Watashi no yume wa nihon ni iku koto desu.
Which translated to people who don't speak weeb.
My dream was to come to Japan.
Okay.
Sakura-san ga watashi no yume o kanaita.
Okay.
Sakura-san made my dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
You know. That's
a big deal.
Yeah. That's big deal. Like,
after
my match.
Okay.
I'm trying to vlog.
Okay.
So I have vlog footage of me almost.
Oh my god, another vlog!
No, but
this is for PWR.
No,
the official PWR.
Oh, this is
no, but my thing is, like, I'm not gonna be, like, posting a monthly one. Yeah. I'm just posting like a year.
Ah, okay. Just like, one thing. Yeah.
One thing. Maybe two. Because like my plan is like to the dance challenge.
Yeah, okay.
The crystal entrance hip crown thing. And yeah. Then the one big.
Yeah. Okay, I thought we were gonna, you know, help Cali Nueva get the
crystal TV.
No,
crystal TV helps Cali Nueva get the girlfriend.
Yeah. No. And medyo mahirap yun, sorry.
Wow. Ready to throw the guy under the bus.
I'm sorry.
Whoa, I was gonna say, you know,
I'm sorry, Kelly, if you're gonna listen to this.
Okay, well, anyway,
at this point, so yun, I'm
so after, vlog
after no after the show. Sakura-san said to me, Crystal, you made me cry. That's how parang why your speech. I was like, oh my god, Sakura-san. That's yeah.
And this is after your first match. Yeah.
Actually, my actual first free day, I didn't do anything. I slept in.
Okay.
It's because I was from China,
China, Philippines, Japan.
The
and
match.
Then.
So I slept in. Next day, I went to Harajuku, which is the most touristy thing you can do.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, grill because shopping.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the next day, I had a match. No. But 3 days, and then I went to
Shibuya.
No. Shinjuku.
Yeah. Okay.
With Masa-san and then Andrew Tang and then Trexus. We went to the DDT.
They were,
restaurant.
I was gonna say, are they? Were they there for?
They were there for OEW, OWE, and then we were in the same city. So parang let's meet up. Tapos yun, we had dinner at the DDT restaurant, which is Ebisu.
The one that Rhea went to.
Yeah. But and then you know, we met some DDT guys. Amazing. Sarap ng pagkain, honestly. Period. Masarap yung pagkain sa Japan. Kahit convenience store food. That's it. Like, my diet went out the window.
Okay, I was gonna say.
Oh, parang,
Convenience store food in Japan is no joke, man. It's like the best thing ever made.
Yeah, and then, the next day, I had a match with, it's also up. I was in a tag team with Mitsuru, and then it was against Tropical Wild, the current Gatumu champions, tag team champions.
Okay.
Ayan, it's up on YouTube.
That's the one that's up.
Yeah.
There's two that's up.
Yeah, okay.
That's the one that's up. And then after that, actually, I went to Shibuya. I went to Haoming.
Okay.
Haoming Mask. You visited our friend.
Yeah, Haoming. I went to Haoming Mask. I got shirts. He gave me one for free. Yay!
Yep. Alright, so for context, Haoming is this guy who makes gear, makes outfits,
masks.
Yeah.
He makes Shuri and actually anyone who's on the AEW payroll.
Basically, it's Haoming is also very deep connected into AEW.
Okay. Yeah, AEW, DDT also.
Yeah, so basically,
he's all over the place.
Even beforehand, pa, he's always followed me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos ako parang, actually, I'm a wrestler. When I got there, kasi ang hirap hanapin.
It's not easy to find.
So it's like very snake-like.
Yeah. Okay.
Streets, and then ayun, I got there. I explained to him like, he actually asked me like, are you a wrestling fan? Actually, no, I'm a wrestler. I'm from the Philippines. Blah 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 blah. That was yun. He asked me who's my favorite wrestler, and I was like Kota Ibushi, favorite Japanese wrestler.
Yeah.
Tapos biglang binigyan niya ako ng free.
Wow.
Tiny toy.
Yeah, yeah. The coin purse. Yeah.
And then ayun, tapos sabi niya, I picked out a shirt because like every shirt that I wanted was sold out in size small. I was like, you know what? Okay. I don't care. I'm gonna get this in extra large. I'm gonna make it into a dress.
Okay.
So sabi niya, no, you don't need to pay for it. I was like, wait, what? Ayun. Tapos
I picked out another. Something, he'll give you something.
Yeah, and then I picked out another shirt and sabi niya, okay, it's fine. I give you discount. So I basically paid like 2,000 yen.
But you also taped the segment for him.
I did the whole because it's if you're a wrestler and. You take a photo. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
Because like the people on those walls are like
the wall is like a TGI Fridays where it's like it's who's been there. Yeah.
So like on his Instagram and on Twitter, you see like Kenny Omega, Riho, etc.
And
Young Bucks.
And you're on.
And I got onto the Twitter.
Wow.
The Twitter.
Damn.
Ayan. That was afternoon. I told like sila JD because like you know friends. I told Sajid, guys, I went to the Haoming shop, yay! And then he's like, Ken was like, go to Ribera Steakhouse.
And you did?
I did.
Oh. Okay.
It was a...
So it's like completely...
So did you get the jacket?
No.
Hindi mo pinakita yung pictures mo wrestling?
I did. Pinakita ko doon sa owner's...
Did he give you a shirt?
Sa son.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Sabi niya... I was already like getting out na.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tapos sabi niya parang ano lang, parang he was very busy because a lot of
influx
of customers.
Okay.
So parang we just had a short talk while I was paying.
Yeah.
So sabi niya, next time you come, I give you present.
Oh, okay. Sayang.
Yeah. I also think that they don't have a, you know, satin jacket
already, yeah.
on.
Yeah, although they would have at least had a shirt, because like when I came and
managed
at Ribeira,
yeah.
I was PWR GM and I showed him a picture and then they got me a shirt.
Oh, wow.
A Ribeira shirt.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Well,
I would have thought that you guys would get the jacket.
Well, next
time. Anyway. So, did you have one last match in Japan?
Yes, it was against me. Suruga. I think. Have you seen the match?
The link is going
yes.
around, so it's
no,
been
but,
sent
but it's
to me.
It's
yeah, been sent to me with the instruction that you need to spend X minutes of your time to watch this
yeah.
match.
Have you watched it?
I have not yet watched
Ay,
it.
Nako.
Because I'm here with you.
Ayan,
we're recording. We're recording.
Ayan,
yeah.
They said that it's one of my a really good match. Given na mat wrestling siya.
Yeah.
We did what we could. But it was very entertaining, and Sakura Sen said after that match, actually before that match, he was like, "Crystal, your matches so far have been very good, but I need this match with May to be very good because we're building a rivalry."
And then it's like not. You'll see.
Yeah. Well, I won.
Yes.
And now May wants to come to the Philippines and beat me.
Wow.
So.
Dot dot dot. Okay.
No, that's literally in the after.
In
show.
The caption.
Yeah, in the caption. Na parang.
Okay.
We no because like she helped me out through the whole Japan thing and like she was my partner to. I also had like a training day with Maza-san.
Okay.
Like I didn't get training from Emi Sakura, but I got training from Maza.
Which is good.
Which is still
which
good.
Which is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
He made me run up temple stairs, which is the hardest thing I've ever done. And then, ayun, May has been there for me the whole trip. And then I was like, you know what? We're friends now. And then, bigla nagkaroon kami ng match, and like, oh, okay, now we're rivals too. And now she wants to come to the Philippines. And I think everyone needs to watch May. She is obviously amazing.
She's pretty great.
From what I've been hearing about this match, if we get this rivalry here, it's gonna blow the roof off of any place.
So now you're back in the Philippines,
yes,
and you're getting ready
for 24 hours now.
Yeah, you're fresh off the airport. You're getting back to PWR.
Mm-hmm.
You have a match at PWR Live Beautiful, diba? Right?
No.
Homecoming.
Homecoming.
Yeah.
So that's your next match. So you get to take a bit of a break for Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm sure you appreciate that to some extent.
I kind of do. But
you've
also, like,
working,
you know,
a lot, traveling a lot.
Yeah. But also, it would be nice if I had a match. Because I think every wrestler always just wants to have a match.
But you will be at Homecoming. So that's
yes.
a show you'll surely be a part of. You're going to be facing Desi Derata.
Yes, and I'm terrified.
Who's got Native American heritage.
She's a very scary woman.
Yeah, she's physically imposing.
She's also a child of the universe.
No, because,
yes,
okay.
like the rest of us are, you know.
No, because the thing is, like,
even the dumb and the ignorant have their own story.
I didn't search up who she was when people told me that I was going to be facing her.
Yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
search it up. And then when I saw the card,
you're like, damn.
I was like, well, I think that's been a great year for me so far. I think that's my death.
I think this is the retirement match for
yeah,
the year.
This is the retirement match of Crystal. That's it. That's
I
all
guess
she wrote.
It's only fitting then that I ask you what the next goals are, because clearly you were able to check off a lot off your list for 2019.
In the span of a year.
In less than a year. Yeah,
a year.
It's remarkable. And I've been telling you this privately. Now you're
yeah.
only beginning to hit your stride. That's why we're really proud of you. So what goals now do you have for yourself? You've done the WWE tryout. You are on their radar.
Mm.
You've wrestled in Japan.
Mm.
You've wrestled Emi Sakura, who's a legend.
Mm.
Riho.
You've wrestled Riho.
Mm.
You've main evented a show in the Philippines.
Yes.
Who's next? What's next?
You know what? I want to wrestle. That's it. I want to go back to Japan. Maybe be, you know, in another Gotham Move show or
mm-hmm.
whatever show I can be on. And maybe, you know, because they've invaded us, maybe it's time for me to invade Australia as well.
Oh,
okay.
I don't know, maybe. I mean, Asia's there. She's
yeah.
always wanted to have a match with me. Maybe I can go there.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she can come here.
Yeah. Also, but I've been in contact with Tengu. He's going to try to get
yes,
me
yes,
somewhere.
Yes. London.
Yes, he's going to try to get
scene.
Me into the you know,
the London scene.
Yes.
London Lucha League.
Yeah, and it, or
something. Oh, there's that.
I mean, the year isn't done. And
the year is nowhere close to done. We have a couple of more shows. We have Homecoming coming up.
I mean, also, I want to make my mark in Homecoming because I'm not letting, you know, a woman who's just flying in.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say, a lot of these goals are international based.
Yes, but
then
there's also
PWR. There's also the,
you know what, Tamos, I think I need to cement the fact that I'm the queen of Philippine wrestling. Mm-hmm. And whoever foreigner is going to come in and try to say that, oh, you know, Philippine wrestling is nothing. Like,
oh, that's valid. You can be that. But then it's like, you also have like all of these other up-and-comers that you still haven't faced. Like, Shimmerlin.
But
if it ever comes to it.
But we're both nice.
Well, basically, she's saying that the Siddharata will not go pleasantly with the noise and haze. And remember what peace there may be in silence.
Oh, God.
So
I'm just trying to say I'm going to give it my all in Homecoming. And I hope that, you know, everyone, I think, can, you know, contact PWR or go on ticket to me, or, you know,
contact
any wrestler or personnel from PWR and get the tickets and, you know, watch PWR Homecoming because I think it's going to be an amazing show. TJP, Jeff Cobb, Desiderata,
Billy Suede.
I'm going to be there as well, which is, you know, nice.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. You know, you had a boost of 500 followers because of that WWE tryout.
I had a boost of like another 300 from Japan. Though.
See, I'm not sure how many more followers you'll get from the podcast. I don't know, one or two, or maybe
lima. Actually, I kind of want to
announce
something.
Tell the people where they can follow you. Okay, go. Make your announcement.
Follow me on facebook.com/crystalpwr or on Instagram, which is @I'mVernice, or on Twitter, which is @CrystalMNL. Also, if you guys follow me on all three, I might do a giveaway soon because I just hit 3,000 likes on Facebook and I might give away a shirt.
Okay, that's nice.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Crystal, thank you so much for making time for us. This went way longer than any of us expected. But
there was a lot to cover.
A lot to cover, a lot to get through. Thank you so much for sharing your stories, your time, everything with us. And we can't wait to see you back in a PWR ring at Homecoming.
Yeah.